Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM, Talkspace.com/boom, B-O-O-M.
You are Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast on the Houston Rockets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Rockets, your home for podcast coverage of the Houston Rockets. I'm your host, Ben Dubose. I was going to wait until next week to get back into daily mode once training camp actually kicks off for the Rockets, but it seems like, well, a few days before training camp, we may be getting back to daily podcast because, well, we're finally seeing news pick up again, as expected, with Carmelo Anthony, the Knicks, and whether or not he will finally get traded to the Rockets, as has been rumored for 2.5 months now, if not longer than that. And the rumor of the afternoon, not as positive for the Rockets, but courtesy of Jason McIntyre, TV personality at Fox Sports 1, mainly known for his work crafting this The Big Lead. It's a blog mostly focused on sports media. Jason McIntyre's tweet this afternoon, and of course it's been piggybacked and aggregated by all the sites like Pro Basketball Talk and all the other aggregators out there. And Jason's tweet is that Carmelo's people are trying one more time, a Hail Mary, he called it, to get traded to Houston before ultimately accepting a trade to Portland. And Jason put in parentheses, the Knicks won't do it, referring to a trade to Houston. And since then, every time that gets put out there by another aggregation site, I have someone new asking on Twitter what my thoughts are on it. So rather than go back and forth on Twitter nonstop for the next 24 hours, I want to put my thoughts out there right now. And again, this is Thursday evening. If something changes later, then, well, it's certainly possible my opinion can change as well. But right now, I'm not putting a lot of stock in it. I wouldn't lose any sleep over it if I'm a Rockets fan because, well, there's a lot of reasons. I'm going to start with the fact that if Carmelo's desire is to get to Houston, which we've known that's been the case for 2.5 months, and according to Jason McIntyre, that's still the desire, evidenced by the Hail Mary, to get to Houston, then it makes no sense for anyone affiliated with Carmelo Anthony to leak ahead of time that if he doesn't get his way, that he will then accept a trade to Portland or anywhere else. Because the only thing that gives Carmelo a real shot at going to Houston, his true piece of leverage, is the no-trade clause, that he can block a trade anywhere else. That's what has kept this Houston dream alive for so long, even though it's clear that the Knicks are not enamored with the package they would get back from the Rockets or any third team that would be involved in taking Ryan Anderson from Houston and then shedding their contracts to New York. If not for the presence of a no-trade clause, then the Knicks would have moved on a long time ago, because it's perfectly clear the Knicks don't want to move on with Carmelo. There are financial disincentives with that. There's the fact that he's not in any of their marketing promotional materials. They obviously want to rebuild. They want to move Carmelo. They want to get out from under that contract. And the only reason they haven't is because of the no-trade clause, because Houston is not offering what they want, and yet they still cannot deal with other teams because Carmelo has a no-trade clause and he is only willing to waive it for Houston. So if he really wants to go to Houston still, which is what Jason's tweet says, then I don't buy for one second that someone affiliated with Carmelo has already leaked or that Carmelo has already made the decision that he will accept a trade to Portland, because that's absolutely silly, because that undercuts the leverage. If that's the case, then why on earth would New York do a deal with Houston? That makes no sense if Carmelo has already put that out there. What I think the more likely basis for that rumor is a source affiliated with New York making that prediction. I think that's a much more likely scenario, and of course it could be based on wishful thinking or any number of factors, than Carmelo, someone affiliated with his camp, actually leaking that to Jason. And it's worth noting that Jason does not say his source is from someone affiliated with Carmelo. Now, a lot of people are making that assumption because he does say that Carmelo would accept a trade to Portland, but he's not saying the source is with Carmelo's camp or anyone close to him. It could be any number of sides of this deal. I don't think Jason is lying. I think he's credible enough that he heard it somewhere, but Oftentimes, reports can be misleading or wrong. We heard a couple of months ago, remember the report from Bill Simmons, that Carmelo was officially circling Oklahoma City, and vice versa. What came of that? Nothing. So again, just because I doubt a report, it's not like I'm saying, well, in this case, Jason McIntyre or then Bill Simmons, well, that reporter must be lying. No, there's lots of information out there, and just because the report is wrong, it doesn't mean it's some sweeping indictment that, wow, this person must be just a complete liar. No, there's a lot of moving parts to this, and I think someone close to the deal probably told him that, and he's running with it. And of course, it's an interesting story, especially in NBA journalism circles where it's a dead time, and so everyone wants to run with that new sexy headline to get shares, to get clicks on social media. But the reality, it doesn't make any sense at all for Carmelo to leak that. I think the much more likely scenario is someone involved with the Knicks is making that prediction. Because, well, maybe they do think Carmelo will blink. And I want to put it out there, it's entirely possible. All I'm disputing is I don't believe that Carmelo has made that decision now, and I especially don't believe that he has leaked that decision now. It is possible, although I find it unlikely, that he could blink before the Knicks and accept a trade to Portland. I've said all along that neither Carmelo or the Knicks want this thing to go to training camp. No one wants the distraction, how ugly it's going to be. Both sides just want to move on without this hanging over them. And my case is that the Knicks have more to lose because he's still on the books for over $55 billion the next 2 years, and the Knicks would blink first. And now, with training camp opening Monday for the Knicks, that deadline is almost here, so finally we're starting to see rumors pick up again, which overall I think is a good sign because it shows that, well, the Knicks are not comfortable just keeping him. These leaks are coming from somewhere. And I think the reason these leaks are coming is because underneath it all, despite the posturing that, oh yeah, he can stay in New York, we can keep him, blah, 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 both sides do want to move on. And so because of that, is there a chance that Carmelo could blink before the Knicks? Of course there's a chance. I just find it unlikely because, in my opinion, the Knicks have more to lose. I also think Carmelo is a very powerful guy, and I would be stunned if he blinked before an organization that's largely known as the laughing stock of the NBA these days. I think it's highly likely that Carmelo can wait them out, and given the money he has already guaranteed to him, he has all the incentive to do that. It's sort of like Dwayne Wade and the Bulls. I don't think Dwayne Wade wants to be in Chicago. He wants his buyout, and I think preferably he'd want it to come now. But Dwayne's happy to wait in Chicago, even if it takes until during the season, because he's getting paid 1 year, $24 million, which he cannot get anywhere else. So in this case, the Bulls have more to lose because Dwayne's got his money, and so he's comfortable waiting them out. And my prediction, Dwayne and Carmelo, of course, are good friends, is that Carmelo's state of mind on the Knicks is similar. Carmelo's guaranteed $55 million the next 2 years, no matter what. His worst-case scenario is not that bad, and I think he knows that even if this trade doesn't happen, be it later this season or worst-case next offseason, he could still get a buyout and ultimately get to Houston or wherever he wants to go at that time. So my feeling is that the Knicks have a lot more to lose, and they would blink before Carmelo. However, if Carmelo is that sick of this situation, if Portland has made enough of a compelling pitch over the past few weeks, I can't rule out the possibility that Carmelo says, screw it, I just want out now, I don't want to go through this circus. I think it's unlikely, but it's certainly possible. However, if that's the case, I don't think you're going to hear a leak beforehand that, well, he's opening up to Portland. And I especially don't think you're going to hear from Jason McIntyre. I think if that happens, you'll just see a tweet from any number of respected NBA reporters, Woj, Shams, Ramona Shelburne, whoever it is, saying, okay, the deal's done. Carmelo has agreed to waive his no-trade clause to Portland, and at that point, it's the end of the road. Now, I have seen some speculation with folks saying, well, maybe it is Carmelo or the Knicks or someone trying to leverage Daryl Morey into giving up more, because I think everyone knows if the Rockets were willing to give up an Eric Gordon or Trevor Ariza, this deal probably would have been done a very long time ago. However, I don't find that to be likely for a number of reasons, and this is not a shot at Jason McIntyre. It's just the reality. Jason McIntyre is not an NBA newsbreaker. He's not. Quite frankly, the only thing he's really known for breaking are scoops within the sports media industry. He is not a transaction guy. Now, his tweet is getting some attention because, again, it's such a quiet time in NBA circles. Any headline you can get, there's a monetary advantage to that, and I understand it. But if the Knicks, if Carmelo, if anyone involved with this deal were trying to play some sort of leverage game, that's not the guy you play it with. Woj, Shams, Ramona Shelburne, Zach Lowe, there are any number of great national reporters, respected outlets, who you could leak things to. And then if you're trying to send a message to Daryl Morey, the Rockets, to any number of sides of this deal, then yes, they would take it seriously. In this case, I don't think Daryl Morey, Carmelo, anyone involved in the deal, if this is some sort of leaked leverage play, is going to see a tweet from Jason McIntyre and think, oh boy, this is it. This is the movement. I think that's a little much to be expecting some sort of sinister plot with this. I think the much more likely and reasonable scenario, and Jason, to my knowledge, is a New York-based guy. He's got friends close to the Knicks organization, and someone with the Knicks organization is just simply making a prediction that Carmelo will blink before they do, that he's going to try one more time, which everybody knows, to get to Houston. That's his desire. But if not, he's not willing to take it in the media day that he'll blink at the last moment and accept a trade to Portland. And it's possible he does. It's just, in my opinion, that's wishful thinking. I think both sides, Carmelo and the Knicks, this has been the deadline all along. Are you really going to have this distraction hanging over you when you get to media day, when you open training camp on Monday, all that sort of stuff? That's been the deadline pushing this all along for months. And so now that we're finally here, and I think both sides, to some extent, have convinced themselves that the other won't let it get past that point, that we won't actually get to the point where we have Carmelo taking the same types of media questions that we saw, you know, infamously with Dwight Howard in Orlando. Think back to that awkward Stan Van Gundy press conference and everything that was going on back then. I don't think anyone wants that to happen, and so I think both sides, to some extent, are hoping, and maybe some people convincing themselves that, hey, the other is going to blink, to not let it get that far. And, of course, both sides are posturing that they are willing to let it go that far in hopes that the other side will ultimately cave. In my opinion, is that's where we are now. And, again, not a shot at Jason. I think he genuinely heard that. However, he did not say where his source was, and so my opinion is that source is in the New York side of the fence rather than Carmelo. And again, I'm not saying he's wrong. Ultimately, it could be right. I just do not believe for a moment that Carmelo at this time, or anyone affiliated with him, has communicated a willingness to accept a trade to Portland while still angling for a trade to Houston. That does not make any sense at all. The closest thing to logic I've heard is that, oh, maybe the Carmelo camp is frustrated with Morey and wanting him to increase his offer. Folks, I think that's absolutely silly because, one, if you want to leverage an NBA GM, you use Woj, Shams, someone like that. You don't use Jason McIntyre. And secondly, the communication between Carmelo's camp and the Rockets throughout this process has been incredibly tight, as evidenced by the bonds that Carmelo has with Chris Paul and James Harden. Yesterday's show, I went in depth about just how controlling Chris Paul is in this process. He is in Carmelo's ear every step of the way. So I don't think there's some game between Camp Carmelo and the Rockets. I think the Rockets are very aware at every minute what Carmelo's thought process is based on his relationship with Chris Paul and James Harden. And I think any thought that there's some sort of leverage game going on, I think that's completely silly. I don't think that to be an accurate representation of the situation at all. Now, if you want a positive to take out of this, I know the report itself, even though I'm questioning it, doesn't say anything directly positive about the odds of Carmelo going to Houston. The positive is that these reports are coming from somewhere. We've heard a lot of little things here and there. We had the report from Frank Izzola of the New York Daily News earlier this week that Carmelo was still cautiously optimistic that he'd be traded to Houston before Monday. Now we have this random tweet from Jason McIntyre about the Portland possibility. We've heard all sorts of little people on Twitter here and there. You know, the birdies are starting to chirp again, as I put it. And I'm not meaning to deride any of these people. When I say little people, I just mean folks without a proven following, tweeting that they're hearing things are back being discussed again. I believe Marcellus Wiley of ESPN Sports Nation also mentioned it on his show this afternoon that he was hearing that a deal between Carmelo and the Rockets could and would get done very soon. None of these are, you know, the Woj bomb that you're looking for. They all have some degree of question, and I wouldn't take any of those reports individually as gospel. However, I don't think all those sources are making it up. I think on some level, people are hearing things. It may not be hearing the substance for an Adrian Wojnarowski type to run with it, but you are hearing little things perk up. And if you want a silver lining as a Rockets fan to take out of it, I think those reports are largely coming because all these sides, no one, despite all the reports, truly wants this thing to get to Monday with Carmelo Anthony being on the practice court for the New York Knicks and taking those questions. Carmelo doesn't want it, but above all else, the Knicks don't want it. It's a media circus, especially with the New York media. It's a nightmare. It's something they don't want around their young core. We had another blog from, this time I believe it was Perry, the GM. A couple of weeks ago it was from Mills, the president. But both of those blogs on the official Madison Square Garden website talking about the upcoming season for the Knicks, their players, neither one of them even mentioned Carmelo Anthony. So every one of these leaks, I don't take any of them individually that seriously, but the collective volume of them, in my opinion, it shows that there's some uncertainty. There's some pressure, is the way I put it. There's just an overwhelming itch to get a deal done. And so that, to me, points positively for the Rockets, because, of course, if everyone wants to move on, and, of course, we know Carmelo has a no-trade clause, and if he sticks firm to Houston or no one else, then ultimately that puts Houston in a very good spot, and it raises the possibility that the Knicks, ultimately before Monday, which has been my contention all along, will simply say, even if this is not the ideal deal, even if this is not what we want, we just need to be done with this, and we are going to move forward. So that's the positive I take. Now, I've talked about what we have heard in terms of there being discussions for better or for worse for Houston. I do want to acknowledge what limited we've heard from Woj, the actual true reporters. I believe he was on Mike and Mike and said that there were no new talks between the Rockets and Knicks. I believe Stephen A. Smith, someone sent me a link saying that he said the same on First Take, that the Rockets and Knicks had not spoken in weeks about a deal for Carmelo. My response to those is that, well, duh. I think those are accurate. I don't think that's wrong, but I think it's because this is not something that needs to be worked on nonstop. It's actually pretty simple. The Knicks know what the Rockets are willing to give up. The Rockets know what they're getting in Carmelo. The Knicks know what the status of Carmelo is with his no-trade clause. I know the Rockets worked very hard on this in July for 3 weeks, soliciting third and fourth team partners around the league. They've done that again in August. At this point, I think everyone involved in this deal knows what the Rockets are willing to give up, and they know what the parameters of possible deals are, two teams, three teams, even four teams. So I don't think this is a deal where you're going to see a tweet from Woj or Shams that discussions are going on. In my opinion, if and when this happens, you're just going to see a tweet that it's done. And hopefully it's to Houston, but it could be to Portland. It could be somewhere else. But at this point, this has gone on for so long that right now there's nothing to negotiate. There's just a stare down happening between Carmelo and the Knicks. As far as what the deals are and the status of the no trade, all that stuff's been known and on the table for months. So I'm not really deterred, and I wouldn't put much stock in reports that, oh, the Rockets and Knicks or the Knicks and whoever haven't had trade talks. Well, I'm not really surprised by that, because there's only so many things you can look at. There are only so many combinations. At this point, with all the weeks and months that have been put into it, everyone on all sides of the deal knows what the options are. They know the possibility. There's no point to just going round and round saying the same damn things over and over and over again. I think everyone on all sides of this deal knows where the other stands. And it's just a standoff until someone, and my opinion all along has been it will be the Knicks before Monday, but we'll see. It's just someone's going to make a phone call and say, hey, I've decided to move on it. And when that happens, someone's going to leak it to a reporter, and it's going to be done. So that, in my opinion, why I wouldn't really expect there to be constant updates from the true national guys until there's actual movement. Because, well, until it's done, there's nothing really to report. And at this point, since all the options have been on the table for some time, I don't think there's really that much negotiating left to do. It's just a matter of when the Knicks or anyone is going to move. And there might be little indicators that they're willing to do that. I think that's why you might see a few leaks from anonymous eggs on Twitter. Eggs is who I'll call them. It's entirely possible that someone might get wind of something before it gets to the Woj level. But I don't think this is going to break like a typical trade where you see Woj or Shams or someone reporting that discussions are starting to pick back up again and blah, blah, blah. No, I think everyone involved is sick of this. Everyone knows what's already been reported, and it's pretty much all the same. And at this point, you're all just waiting to get the phone call that either the Knicks or Carmelo have blinked, and this is what they're going to do. So largely, I see it as positive. You are hearing some activity. Now, we haven't had any big reports to truly confirm. We haven't had that Woj bomb, but again, I wouldn't necessarily look at that as a counterbalance. I wouldn't say that that's necessarily a negative. I would say that's to be expected because guys at the top of the food chain, the Woj, the Shams, they need their stuff at this point to be rock solid. And at this point, I don't think there's going to be anything rock solid other than a deal. Now, it's entirely possible. I don't think it's likely, but because I don't really see the point in leveraging at this point. We've been around the bush so many times with this. I don't see Morey or Perry or anyone else involved with the deal truly getting leveraged at this point in the game. It's just a matter of knowing when to say when. But if for some reason they did want to pull a leverage ploy, which I don't find likely, I think that, yeah, you would go to a Woj rather than go to Jason McIntyre. That's the biggest reason why I don't buy that theory. But again, that's hypothetical. My read is that you're not going to have that leverage game going on anyway. It's just everyone's waiting to see when the other is going to blink. And odds are someone before Monday probably is. And if you're a Rockets fan, you just have to hope it's the Knicks. So with that said, I will wrap up this brief Thursday episode of Locked On Rockets. As always, thanks to you guys for tuning in. As I said, going in next week, we'll definitely be back to a daily show. Now that the Rockets will be in camp and we'll be getting actual news about the team. But with Monday looming, media day, training camp Tuesday for the Rockets is sort of the de facto deadline for are the Knicks really willing to let Carmelo Anthony come to camp. I do expect at least some activity here or there over the next few days with the Carmelo front. And if that's the case, then I'll be happy to start the daily portion of Locked On Rockets even earlier. Because while I'm not putting a ton of stock in Jason McIntyre tweet, it's making some headway. I know you guys want to discuss it, so rather than just going around on Twitter over and over again, figured y'all would appreciate this brief update. And well, if we get news tomorrow or Saturday, I'll do the same thing. But overall, I would say take it as a positive. I said last week that if we didn't have reports by this coming weekend, if there weren't a few leaks here or there, I might be concerned. Well, we are starting to have a few leaks. This is not as dead as it seemed a few days ago. So I don't put any great stock in any one of these. I think a lot of them are, it's possible that there's kernels of truth, but they're getting distorted. But the reality, I think you're hearing all of this from a lot of sources because there's a very high sense of urgency from a lot of folks around the Carmelo situation with the Knicks to ultimately get a resolution very soon. And as we move closer to that, that may give us more episodes right here at Locked On Rockets. Anyway, though, for now, I will sign off. Again, I'm Ben Dubose, your host. Follow me on Twitter at Ben Dubose. Locked On Rockets show. Follow us on Twitter at Locked On Rockets or email us, lockedonrockets@gmail.com. If you've got questions, suggestions, advertising inquiries, anything we can do to make this a better podcast for you, the Rockets fan. Also, if you're not already subscribing to us and getting all of our episodes right when they come out, please do. iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Audio Boom, TuneIn, pretty much wherever you search for your podcast, just search for Locked On Rockets. You can find any of our episodes the moment they come out. So for now, I will sign off. Hope you guys enjoy your Thursday evening, and hopefully I'll be talking with you again very soon as the Carmelo watch hopefully finally gets closer to some sort of resolution, ideally by Monday's media day and Tuesday's opening of training camp for the Rockets.